Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Practice Game Theory is a practical nonfiction guide to applying game theory to competitive and cooperative decision-making. Written by Albert Rutherford as part of his Game Theory series, the book is positioned for readers who want more than a basic introduction to strategic thinking, but do not necessarily want a highly mathematical textbook. Its central purpose is to show how choices change when other rational or purposeful actors are also making choices, reacting, bluffing, conceding, competing, or cooperating. The book emphasizes extensive form games, negotiation dynamics, market entry decisions, and everyday strategic dilemmas, using accessible examples rather than formal academic proof as its main teaching method. Rutherford presents game theory as a tool for anticipating incentives, avoiding predictable mistakes, and improving outcomes in business and personal contexts. The result is a compact, application-oriented guide for readers interested in competition, bargaining, strategic commitment, and decisions where the best move depends on what others are likely to do. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic decisions are treated as interdependent moves, not isolated choices. A central idea in practice game theory is that many decisions cannot be evaluated well if they are viewed in isolation. The value of an action depends on how other players are expected to respond, what they know, what they want, and how much power they have to influence the result. This differs from ordinary cost-benefit thinking, where the decision-maker often compares options as if the outside environment were static. Rutherford frames strategic thinking around intelligent players whose choices are mutually responsive. In business, this might mean evaluating whether entering a market will provoke retaliation from an incumbent. In negotiation, it can mean recognizing that a concession changes the other side's expectations about future concessions. The practical implication is that a decision is not merely good or bad by itself. It becomes good or bad within a sequence of reactions. This perspective helps readers understand why a seemingly attractive move can produce a poor result if it invites a stronger countermove, and why a restrained move can be strategically superior when it shapes the opponent's future behavior. Secondly, extensive form games make timing, sequence, and commitment visible. The book places notable emphasis on extensive form games, which are useful for representing decisions that unfold over time. Instead of treating all players as choosing simultaneously, extensive form analysis asks who moves first, who observes what, and which later options remain available. This matters because timing can change the meaning of a decision. A first mover may gain an advantage by committing early, but may also reveal information or expose itself to retaliation. A second mover may have the benefit of observing the first move, but may be constrained by the path already chosen. Rutherford's accessible treatment of this structure is one of the book's practical strengths, because many real decisions are sequential. Market entry, bargaining, escalation, retreat, and cooperation all depend on order. By mapping choices as a sequence, readers can see why some threats are not credible, why some promises fail to influence behavior, and why future consequences should be considered before the first action is taken. The concept encourages backward reasoning. Start with likely endpoints, then work backward to decide which early moves are rational. Thirdly, negotiation strategy depends on incentives, credibility, and the cost of conceding. Practice Game Theory connects game theoretic reasoning to negotiation by focusing on incentives rather than surface-level persuasion. A negotiation is not simply a discussion about preferences. It is a strategic environment in which each side tests the other's limits, alternatives, patience, and willingness to walk away. The book's treatment of concessions is especially important because concessions can create information. If one party gives ground too easily, the other may infer that more concessions are available, making the initial concession strategically costly even if it appears cooperative. This does not mean compromise is always irrational. Rather, it means the timing, size, and framing of compromise affect the opponent's future expectations. Credibility is equally central. A threat or promise influences behavior only if the other party believes it will be carried out. Game theory helps clarify when a position is credible because it aligns with the player's incentives and when it is merely verbal pressure. For readers in sales, management, labor discussions, or personal bargaining, this framework can improve negotiation preparation by shifting attention from desired outcomes to leverage, alternatives, and expected reactions. Fourthly, competition with powerful players requires analysis of retaliation and entry barriers. One of the book's practical business themes is the decision to challenge an established player, including a monopoly or dominant incumbent. This is a classic game theory problem, because the entrant's payoff depends not only on market demand, but also on how the incumbent reacts. A static analysis might ask whether there is room for another competitor. A strategic analysis asks whether the incumbent can cut prices, increase marketing, lock up suppliers, use reputation, or absorb short-term losses to deter entry. Rutherford uses this kind of framing to show why bold business moves require more than confidence. They require an assessment of retaliation, credibility, and long-term incentives. If a dominant firm benefits from punishing one entrant to discourage future challengers, its response may appear irrational in the short term, but rational across repeated interactions. Conversely, an incumbent may avoid aggressive retaliation if the cost is too high, or if the entrant serves a niche that does not threaten core profits. The reader learns to evaluate competitive moves as part of a strategic ecosystem, where the opponent's incentives often matter as much as one's own resources. Lastly, systems thinking and critical thinking support better game theoretic judgment. Although the book is marketed around game theory, it also links strategic decision-making to systems thinking and critical thinking. This connection is important because game theory depends on the quality of the assumptions used. A decision tree or strategic model is only useful if the decision maker has identified the relevant players, incentives, constraints, and information gaps. Systems thinking helps readers look beyond immediate actions to feedback loops, delayed effects, and indirect consequences. Critical thinking helps them question whether the information they are using is reliable, whether they are projecting their own preferences onto others, and whether they have overlooked alternative explanations for an opponent's behavior. This makes the book broader than a collection of tactical rules. It encourages a disciplined way of gathering and interpreting information before choosing a strategy. The practical limitation is that the book appears designed for accessibility rather than technical completeness, so readers seeking rigorous mathematical derivations may need a formal textbook. Its value lies instead in translating strategic concepts into usable reasoning habits for everyday and professional decisions. In conclusion, Practice Game Theory is best suited for readers who want a practical bridge between popular decision-making books and formal game theory textbooks. Business professionals, entrepreneurs, negotiators, managers, consultants, and strategically minded general readers are likely to benefit most, especially if they regularly face situations where competitors, partners, customers, or opponents can react to their choices. The book offers intellectual value by making interdependence, timing, incentives, and credibility easier to recognize. Its practical value lies in helping readers slow down before acting, consider likely countermoves, and distinguish attractive short-term actions from strategically durable ones. Compared with many introductory game theory books, its distinguishing feature is its applied orientation. It is less concerned with mathematical elegance and more concerned with how strategic models can clarify market entry, bargaining, cooperation, retaliation, and everyday dilemmas. Compared with general strategy books, it stands out by giving readers a more structured vocabulary for analyzing why people behave as they do when outcomes depend on mutual expectations. It should not be treated as a substitute for advanced academic study, particularly for readers who need formal proofs or detailed quantitative modeling. However, for readers seeking accessible strategic tools and clearer reasoning about competitive situations, it offers a focused and usable introduction to practical game theoretic thinking. If you would like to support Albert Rutherford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.